Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. 8 people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. 5 people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Asantiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Bill Nelson is one of Florida's senators.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they are following all investigative leads. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election and discredit former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in an unprecedented influence campaign, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump does not endorse the views of the intelligence community. This is VOA News. France's popular far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen says she would prioritize French ties with Francophone Africa if she's elected president. 48-year-old National Front Party leader is polling strongly ahead of the first round of presidential elections in April. She was among the first French politicians to congratulate U.S. President-elect Trump on his victory. She also defended Russia's annexation of Crimea.
Oui, je pense que Monsieur Trump et Monsieur Poutine.
Le Pen says she would rejoice in improved U.S.-Russian ties under a Trump presidency as good for France economically, politically, and strategically. Like Mr. Trump, she expressed doubt that Russia meddled in the U.S. elections. Le Pen says it is easy to blame Moscow when things go wrong. Rather, now is the time, she says, for nations to unify in battling the common threat of Islamist extremism. A massive shipment of U.S. military equipment has been unloaded in Germany, part of the NATO operation known as Atlantic Resolve. General Tim McGuire is Europe Deputy Commander for the U.S. Army.
Atlantic Resolve is what has been going on for several years now, and it's just a sign of the serve to reassure our Eastern European allies, the continued commitment of the United States of America. It is also one to just another sign of the United States and NATO's commitment to deterrence and maintaining the peace here in Europe.
The shipment and accompanying troops are set to speedily deploy to Poland, the Baltics, and Romania. Personnel and equipment set to be later relocated throughout the region for training and exercises with European allies. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who were politically appointed to their positions to resign their post as of Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. A senior member of the President-elect Trump's transition team told the New York Times newspaper there was no ill will in the move, describing it as a simple matter of ensuring that President Obama's overseas envoys leave the government on schedule. Speaking publicly for the first time, as the last time it is, as U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama addressed some young people at the White House, particularly those who come from immigrant families, to let them know that she thinks they are what make America great and that they will carry on the country into the future. Last month, following the election of Donald Trump to succeed her husband as president, the First Lady said many Americans no longer know what it feels like to have hope. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.